Hi, I am so sorry that I'm late. I'm sorry. I'm Mia. Yes, I know. I know it was supposed to be at 2 o'clock, but look, I got held up at my practice. As you can see, I literally just came back from it. Okay, I would never wear this to a tutoring session. And I am so sorry. Is there any way that we could just, I don't know, squeeze me in right now? Please. Really? Oh my God, you are a saint. Oh God. You are seriously the best. Thank you so much. Oh, I can come in. Okay. Thank you. Oh, wow. You have such a nice place. No, my apartment is it's kind of a mess right now. I haven't had time to do anything, but this is very nice. It's so cute. And that blanket. Can I go touch it? It looks so fluffy and soft. Oh, thank you. Oh my God, it is soft. Oh, right here? Oh, we can just sit right here. Okay. Oh God, wait. Is it okay? I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not like super sweaty, but I mean, I did just have practice. So, I mean, no? Oh, wait. Come here. Do I stink or anything? Come on. Smell right here on my neck. No? Okay, cool. Anyway, So, thank you again. Is it that obvious? No, I have no idea really what we should be doing. My assignments. That's a good question. I haven't done them. I thought that's I don't know. I guess I was under the impression that's kind of what like a tutoring session was. Like you would walk me through each problem set or something and kind of help me figure out what I should write in my literature course. That's not how it usually works. Oh no. I didn't read that. No, I'm so sorry. You did email me? I didn't get it. Let me look at my phone really quick. Oh God, sorry. It's just not unlocking. Okay, let me see. Oh, you did email me. It's like right there. Oh God. Yeah, you're right. I should have checked my email, but I have been really busy, like I said. We're in regionals, and so I've been really dedicating my time to, to practice and oh, hold on 1 second. Sorry. Sorry, my girlfriend just texted me. No, not like my girlfriend, but like my friend. She's a girl. Anyway, she looks so cute. She's going shopping for a date. And I told her that I couldn't go because I had to be here, right? So, oh my God. Look at this. Isn't that so cute? I'm sorry. We were talking. What was the question? Oh, right. No, I'm so sorry. Like I said, I've just been so busy. And I mean, regionals are coming up. I've been trying to figure out what I'm doing for, like Valentine's Day coming up. And so I've just been so swamped. And so I didn't see your email. And even if I had, I probably didn't read it all the way through. So I'm sorry about that. But But I promise I am a great student. And I did bring my iPad. Okay, right here. And you know, we could just maybe go over a couple problems. I mean, I haven't really turned in any assignments. So even if I turned one thing in, it'd probably help me a lot. But why am I here? I'm here because I need help. I'm not trying to waste your time. Oh my God, you're really upset right now. Oh my God, I need some water. I'm so sorry. Look, no, you're right. Look, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm not good at school stuff, you know, and I try, I really do. And I don't know. What I'm good at is making people happy and smiling and being a good cheerleader and friend. I'm good at that stuff. Like, really good. And I could show you right now exactly what I'm capable of. I could do the whole performance for you. And I know that you would be just, like, totally amazed. That's what I'm good at. And I can get by in history classes, and I can get by in oddly enough, in like a chemistry course. It's just the upper division courses. You know, I had to take this major because I needed to do this major. My parents said I would not be a good investment if I didn't. So it's what I kind of was forced to do. And I love it. And I want to do well. I'm just not good at it. And it makes me not want to do it because I don't like making people upset, and I'm sorry, and now you're upset, and I promise I can be good at this, and I can learn from you. Just please, don't give up on me. Please. You're gonna be my sixth tutor in these past 3 years. And I've been able to get by, but my counselor, they said I won't be able to graduate if I don't get at least a 3.0 this quarter. I mean, not graduate in time, you know, and I have plans. What? Well, the plans are, I want to be a coach. I love what I do. And I want to help girls and some guys be good at this. I am amazing out there. When I'm performing, when I have my full get up going, and it's me and my team, I feel unstoppable. I'm really good at it. And I've even been talking to some people about being recruited to coach. I mean, it'd start as an internship, but I can work my way up, and I know that I can prove myself, you know? Like, I'm really, really wanting to prove myself. I know. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't look at your email, and I'm sorry that I was rude right now. It's just that she's my best friend. I wanted to be there for her. But you're right. Right now, my attention should be solely on you. And my assignments. So please. Please just. The problem with the others is they never told me. They never asked me to do better. And so, you already telling me this, it's a step in the right direction, I think. Don't you? Yeah. Okay, well, do you think we could work on a couple problems? I think if we could just work on maybe 10, it'll help me. I really am a good student. It takes me longer. And I need more one-on-one situations so that I can really absorb the material. And I'm not that terrible of a writer. I can manage on my own. It's coming up with the ideas. It's the start of it. It's hard for me to find something that makes sense, that clicks. I just need some guidance. And, you know, professors, they won't exactly tell you what to write. They tell you to find it. And but if you can just maybe help point me in the right direction, I promise I can really wow you. Really? Ugh, oh my god, thank you. Oh, sorry. I'm a hugger. And you just made me Oh. Well, you smell so good. Oh, you just made me so happy. Really. Thank you. Thank you so much. If I could, I would kiss you right now, probably. I mean, especially because you smell so delicious. But I'm ready. I'm ready to work on this. If you're really okay with that. Thank you. Okay. right. So... How about we start with the math? Oh my god. Well, I think it's time for a break, don't you? I know that we've only done two problems, but my mind wanders, and honestly, I feel really famished. I didn't go and stop and get my smoothie after the practice, and so I'm really, really hungry. Is there any way that we can maybe take a break and make a snack or something? Please, pretty please. I mean, I can't help it. You smell so yummy, and I had such a long workout. Please, I just need a little snack. Something to just fill my tummy up just a bit. Something yummy, but a little sweet and a little salty. Yeah, I love sweet and salty together. I have said that you smell good a little bit, huh? Well, you do. I don't know what you're wearing, but it is pretty delicious. Anyway, I would really appreciate something, just anything. Yes, that's salty and sweet. I mean, like me. I don't know, I've been told that I'm a little salty and sweet. Yeah. Well, if I'm being honest, they kind of only say it when they're, you know, face first into my pussy. What? Oh, come on. You can't tell me that you're not, like, feeling this between us. Ever since you opened that door, you kind of been looking at me. And I mean, I know that my ass and my tits look so good in this uniform. And it's just my practice uniform. Look, I get just, the problem is when I study or when I work too hard on something, I get so horny. And I worked out my entire body just not even an hour ago. And so I'm thirsty and I'm hungry and you smell so good. And now I'm so fucking horny and I feel like, well, you're hot, I'm hot, so we might as well just make something happen. Come on. It would just be for a second. What does it look like I'm doing? Getting on my knees in front of you, silly. And tying my hair up into a high ponytail. Better for you to control my head, of course. Besides, I have to thank you for not giving up on me. You were seriously the nicest. You could have just turned me away at your door, but instead, here, let me pull up my top so you can just see my boobs. But you were so kind to me and so understanding, and you really communicated to me. Nobody's ever done that. So, what? I'm just hooking my fingers right at the hem of your pants. How about you lift up your hips for me? And I can really show you how grateful I am. I always do better the hungrier and thirstier I am. Come on. I'm already here. And I bet you're just as horny as I am. I mean, I've caught you looking at my thighs, looking at my neck and my lips. Have you been thinking what my mouth can do? I can show you. I'm right here. Right here. Between your legs. Hair already up in a ponytail. And the biggest, cheesiest smile, because all I want is to make you happy. So, are you gonna let me? I mean, who wouldn't want the hottest cheerleader just completely devouring them? Let me show you what my tongue and mouth can do. There it is. If there's anything I'm good at, it's reading people. That's why I'm so good at cheerleading. I can read a crowd like nobody's business. I know when we need to amp it up a little more. And I see it in your face. You wanna see what I can do. Oh, and I promise, it's gonna be worth it. You think I'm such a little ditzy, empty-brained girl right now. Wait until my mouth tastes you. It's gonna be the only thing I can think of. The only thing I'm gonna want. Until you give me your cum. Perfect. No, you didn't say anything, but you didn't have to. I see it in your eyes. You are completely giving in. And that's all I needed. Now, raise your hips. Let me pull these down. Oh, I'm gonna be so empty-brained right now. What a pretty, yummy, juicy pussy you have. And why don't you lift up your shirt? Come on, let's be twinsies. Show me yours. I've already shown you mine. Oh, God. Oh, I'm just gonna have to play with those first. Because they really, really deserve it. Don't you think? Oh. You smell good here, too. Right between your tits. It's okay. You can make all the noises you want. I like hearing them. You like the way my tongue rubs on your nipple? Like that? What about my hand squeezing your titty? Pinching your other nipple? Will I bite this one? You're rolling your hips already. You're so ready. What? Oh no. I never did this to any of my other tutors. Oh. No. You see, the reason why they gave up? It's because they would do this to me. But you are so fucking hot. God, and you smell so good. I want to bury my face and breathe you in right between your thighs. Does that sound good? Oh, here. Put your legs up. Prop your feet on the edge of the couch like that. Yes. And just relax your legs. So that it spreads your pussy lips just right. Oh. Oh, God, you do smell good. Oh, and taste even better. Mm-hmm. Feels on your clit. Juices go to waste. I told you I'm a good student. Exactly what you needed, right? That's what I needed too. Now, let's keep going with these problems, shall we?